Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm your radio, radio show. I'm your radio, radio show.
Hello and welcome to the Niall or Nine podcast. It's myself, Niall, and Andrea Cleary. It is our monthly Best of the Month episode. Hello, Andrea Cleary.
Hello, Niall or Nine. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome back to the Niall or Nine podcast, Best of the Month. We're just discussing, we haven't done this since November because of end of year, January business. So, been a while since we talked about recommended music that we are loving. I have four maybe albums to discuss. As you may know, every month I do a top 20 tracks of the month on the Niall or Nine website. So that's up there. I'll be drawing a little bit from that, but also mostly talking about albums because hard to find time for albums these days, but to write about them as in to include them somewhere, to recommend them. So it's kind of a nice place to have it. So Andrea, what's up? How are you doing?
I'm good. It's hard to believe it's March. I'm busy, booked and busy, going to Copenhagen next week for a conference, which is very exciting. My cat is having a bath behind me here on the shelf. It's all go, basically.
Important stuff.
Yeah, very important stuff.
Yeah. By the time the listeners hear this podcast, because we are recording on Thursday morning, the Choice Music Prize will have taken place. If you haven't heard our last episode, go back and listen to that, where we discuss with Sophia McDonald the 10 nominated albums. And you will know by now, presumably, who's won the best album of the year as deemed by the Choice. We kind of imagine it's probably Lancome, but could be one of those years where you're just like, could be anyone. We'll see.
CMAT
is playing this year, a late edition. So what does that mean? Does it mean anything? Probably not. But I want to start with an Irish album, actually, on my list. But we're going to go with yours first. We're going to talk about, because you have an Irish artist to begin.
I have an Irish artist to begin, my only Irish artist on my list for the month of February. It is the return of the Galway singer-songwriter Niamh Regan, who we are massive, massive fans of on this podcast, and the song is called Madonna.
Madonna, her complex is anything. Found things to write about. My favorite season, your spot on the couch, the food on the table, the smell in the hall, the video game you never got. Found things to think about, the perfume you got for me and your mom, the love that never kept you safe, taxi asking you okay. Found things to talk about, family, friends, pets and crowds, weather, cheese and wholesome things. Sport that seems to give people wings. Some things to fear, angry at the appeal, and no one looking, a hurtful eye wrapped in wool and your mother's pride. You're too pretty for me to say chivalry's dead.
As Niamh Regan, song is called Madonna. So what has she been? She's up to? She's up to load of things at the moment.
Yeah, she has been doing a, she's had like a headline tour around England or around Ireland. Weird. And I believe the UK. She's been supporting CMAT on her European tour. And she is getting ready to release her second album, Come As You Are, on May 31st this year. Her debut album, Hemet, released in September 2020, was a kind of a mainstay of our podcast. She was the CMAT of that year for us. Like, we just kind of kept finding ourselves returning to talking about Niamh Regan because we are such big fans. So Madonna is the first single from the upcoming record. She says it was written in a kind of a stream of consciousness style, and it's about the kind of various little and large violences that women face. And I think this is one of the best songs that she's written, or certainly that she's released. It's kind of very quietly biting. There's a quiet kind of anger in it. Like the lyrics, like the perfume you got from me and your mom, is, you know, very simple and very straightforward, but it really captures a kind of the idea of, you know, I don't know. Women will understand that line. I think it's just, you know, here's a gift for you because you are a woman. My mother is also a woman, so I'll get her the same gift. And it's like, yeah, it was a very simple way to kind of express that idea, and very, very powerful as well. And then obviously later on, you know, you're too pretty for me to say chivalry's dead. And, you know, she's kind of going through all these ideas, these like small little injustices, and then this kind of large injustice when she comes in later with the night they found her dead, and finishing it off saying some things to talk about. It's just so, it's just a perfectly formed kind of story. It's a perfectly formed set of images that point to something so much bigger than the sum of its parts. And her voice is so, you know, it's always kind of understated, and but still very captivating. We know that she has a lot of power in her voice because we've heard it either live or on Hemet. Like, she really can belt, but here she's very, you know, she's holding it back a bit. She sounds kind of heartbroken in it, and it just gets across so much emotion. Yeah, I think it's a beautiful song. I can't wait for the album. I think this is a really strong song to kind of to release ahead of it, to get us all excited.
Is there a release date there for that? It says May
31st.
31st. I didn't see that anywhere. Great.
Yeah.
Lovely. That is Niamh Regan, Madonna. So from Galway, we're going to go to Drimna in Dublin 12, where maybe I live. I do live here. I live in Drimna.
Where I was born.
So local boy, young fella, his name is Finch. He's a rapper who's been dropping great tracks for the last couple of years. But there are some of his best work on his new album, which is called Young Fella. Here's Main Road Woes from Finch's album, Young Fella.
It's all bleakness. If you tell them repeat this, the silence is ceaseless. By rights, I'm not usually the gully type. Never pick a fight, night light and a cuddle type. But the guys are the ones, shut up when it's troublesome. Mostly get involved, look the passages, Detroit the run. Other ones, never rushing like the Richard Dawn. They think it's all a bit of fun, it's so despicable. Me too, rebuke cause you're seen through. These dudes, Fisher Price with a mean crew. Me too, through the mill when you speak to them. Never chat too much, there's no heat to it. If I did, what I tell him is, slow your roll, settle in, basking magnificence. I'll do it properly, never ever say shit sloppily. I've been up and down the crummy road, truth be told, it's a cold world. Is it because I'm rocking shorts in December? I do it properly, never ever say shit sloppily. I've been up and down the crummy road, truth be told, it's a cold world. I never listen to my mind either.
He never listens to his ma either. He's wearing shorts in December. That is Finch, the Drimna man, who is a St. Pat's fan. Good man yourself. Written in his childhood home in Drimna over the course of 2 years. The album, he says, deals with a raft of issues which are directly impacted by Dublin's housing crisis. The topics of emigration, nightlife, family, relationships and friendships all touched on throughout the album. There's a lot of references to Irish players, soccer players like Richard Dunn in here. He did a piece for me this week on the site, which was a lot of fun. It was five places in Drimna that influenced his new album, including Brickfield Park, because that's the famous meme, going Bricker, go Bricker. Halfway House in the Eleanor, and roundabouts named after sportsmen. And his favourite shop, which is called Better Value, but nobody calls it Better Value. So you can have a look at that on the website. That is Finch. Here's a little bit of another song from the album called Joso.
Lazing for days and chasing our tails, the tales of a play, and Infinium forever, tell them. We're lazing for days and chasing our tails, and Infinium forever. I don't know what it is, but...
So that's Finch. Album's called Young Fella. It came out last Friday. Check it out. Lots of great stuff from Ireland coming out in the next few months. We have, as you mentioned, Niamh Regan there. In the coming weeks, there are albums from Oisín Leach, Hawk, Ham Sandwich, Fears, Niamh Berry, The Expert, Melts, Voids, Pillow Queens, New Jackson, Courtesy Villagers, Mattman, and much, much more. So lots of Irish albums to come. If you are looking for a list of Irish albums, I actually keep a list updated on the website on 909 Irish album upcoming release dates 2024. Handy. I do it so you don't have to, because no one else was doing it, so I did it. So Andrea, what have we got next?
I do nothing. Next, I do nothing except listen to Adrian Lenker, whose new song Fool is the, I believe, the third song from her upcoming album, other two being Sadness as a Gift and Ruined. There might be another one. I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, she's playing Vicar Street on the 21st of April, and she's also playing in Galway and Kilkenny. All of those dates are sold out. And this song came out in February, and it's called Fool.
We could be friends. You could love me through and through.
Lenker, Miss Once Challenge. I mean, you know, everything she's released for this upcoming album has been, you know, very different. Like, the songs have all felt very different. I think Ruined is probably the outlier. But this song, Fool, it's just so, there's a lot of joy in it, I think. There's a lot of kind of playfulness. You can kind of feel the playfulness in the studio. I think her producer said when he was listening back to the song that he could hear her smiling in her vocal delivery. And it's just, yeah, it's so playful. It's so, you know, I don't know if upbeat's the right word. It's got a beautiful music video of her and her dog and her friends kind of exploring in the snow. And it really just feels like this album from Adrian is going to be very free. She went into the studio not intending to make an album, which I feel like she says all the time, even about like some of the Big Thief. I think she said the same thing about Dragon New Warm Mountain, that they weren't intending necessarily to make an album, but just to go in and record some songs. And I think that's an interesting kind of insight into her songwriting. Like, she thinks about things one song at a time and not necessarily as a, you know, I have to go write an album. And that's probably part of the reason why she's so prolific, you know. Like, she's got a, this will be her, god, what, third, well, it did, yeah, her solo albums are funny, but it's been like maybe her third or fourth solo album. Then there's the Big Thief albums as well. She's collaborated with Buck Meek. Buck has also released an album. Like, they're a ridiculously prolific band that each of them just like retain this really, really high quality with everything that they put out. So yeah, and anything she does just makes me so excited. Makes me, you know, love music again, love acoustic guitars, love folk music. She just, yeah, I just think she's, you know, You know this, Niall. She's one of my heroes. I just, yeah, I love
Big
her.
Big Thief are basically the speed, the film speed of music. They just cannot stop. If they go below 50 miles per hour, things go wrong. And they've never gone below, so it hasn't happened yet. So
no,
they have to continue doing everything that they are currently doing.
Yeah. They're like sharks. If they stop, they'll die.
Yeah. So that's what happens. And that's why Adrian Anker is coming to Galway, Kilkenny and Dublin in April 19, 20 and 21st in the Black Box, St. Canice's Cathedral and Vicar Street. So, yeah, she'll be back again, as they are often. Never stopping, really. I mean, there's a whole European tour all the way out throughout May. Mm. So fair play to Adrian for that. It just never stops.
Never stop, not stopping.
Yeah, I was kind of, I love Big Thief, but sometimes I don't give Adrian Lenker's solo music the same amount of attention, but I loved this song.
Oh, you should. You should listen to her albums, like they
listen,
are.
There's just a lot of things to listen to that.
I know, but these are important.
They're important.
Her solo work is really, really, really great. It's as good as Big Thief's work, like absolutely.
All right, my next choice is an album from a surprising source in my estimation, because not an artist I've really listened to before, even though he's on his third album, an album we've been hearing a lot about for maybe a number of years, since 2017 anyway, probably before when he first came out. I'm talking about Declan McKenna. You ever listened to Declan McKenna before? 2015 when he started out. So we're talking, he started when he was like 16, I think. He's now 25. He's released an album called What Happened to the Beach. And it's really, really good. And what got me into this was, just happened to see a headline in NME that was like, Declan McKenna says his new album is inspired by Paul McCartney's Ram. And I was like, that's a weird one. Now I'm intrigued. So I was intrigued enough and I pressed play.
He also looks and sounds like a young Paul McCartney, like particularly on that Slipping Through My Fingers ABBA cover that he did, which is really beautiful. And when the announcement came out about the four Beatles films that are going to be released or going to be made, I was immediately like, we need to find out if Declan McKenna can act so that he can play Paul. Like, it's outrageous.
Okay, well, there we go. Mulholland's Dinner and Wine is a song I'm going to play a little bit of from the album What Happened to the Beach. Mulholland's Dinner and Wine from Declan McKenna. So yeah, what do we know about this album? It was recorded in California last year with the producer Gianluca Buccacella. No, Buccalati. Sorry, sounds like some sort of cool pasta, but not Bucatini. Buccalata. Right. So citing, I think the sunshine in California made him mellow out a bit. I'm not really totally familiar with a lot of what he does. I know I've heard Declan McKenna's music, but I don't know if anything's ever stuck with me before. Citing St. Vincent and Unknown Mortal Orchestra as influences on this record, and as I said, Paul and Linda McCartney's 1971 album Ram is in there. There's some kind of wonky classic pop songwriting going on for sure here. Psychedelic, folky, kind of like different kind of variable vocals, colourful kind of stuff, very, very much exudes the kind of passion and fun of its creation. It's very sunny. It's got a lot of that going on. Andrea, I'd like to put this forward for you as an addition to your Weird Little Guy series, because I think this is, he's a bit of a weird little guy, and I think
Deco,
you'll find much to enjoy here. Yeah,
I've listened to this album and I do really like it. I only gave it one listen the day it came out because I was kind of keeping an eye on him. But I do like it. I will return to it and I'll listen to his earlier stuff. But I mean, I haven't even done Paul McCartney as one of my weird little guys yet. So, you know. Well,
I mean, it's okay to have many little weird little guys. It's okay.
Oh, you don't need to tell me. I've got binders. Binders full of weird little guys.
I've got binders. Here's a bit of a song called I Write the News from Declan McKenna.
He likes it too, but he cannot see. I've been picking his stamps and getting rich for free. I've been picking his stamps and getting rich for free. I've been picking his stamps and getting rich for free.
I know you can't make sense of my southern views. Yes, London prices might seem stiff, but they're all you spit, so you can't refuse. Alright, the news. I know you can't wait to bail.
So that's Declan McKenna. What happened to the beach? What did happen to the beach? It's still there, as far as I'm aware. Your choice, Andrea. What's next?
Next up is a fave of mine, band-wise. It is the return of Vampire Weekend, and this is Capricorn.
Can't turn the tide. The world looked different when God was on the side. Who bears the future? Do they care why? I know you're tired of trying.
So they're back. Tell me more about the return of Vampire Weekend, please.
Yeah, I think the ghost of Rostam haunting those piano keys there. Yes, they are coming back. There's been much chat over the past kind of year about their return, but they finally announced their fifth album, Only God Was Above Us, which is going to be released on the 5th of April. This is one of two tracks that they've released. This is the one that I prefer, but I like both of them. I think it's a surprising sort of return to the modern Vampires of the City sound. It's very fuzzy and foggy, kind of wintry, definitely cut from the modern Vampires of the City kind of production playbook. And I mean, he even said one of the lyrics is too old for Diane Young, which I sort of heard as Diane Young being a track from that album. And also I think the piano sounds a little bit like Step from that album. So very much like a kind of a return or something. I don't know if this is going to be something that they do throughout the album, if they're returning to, you know, older sounds or what, or maybe it's just one of those things where he wrote the same song twice. But that's kind of fine with me. I think, you know, the melody's really nice. It's really simple and straightforward. Ezra Koenig's voice is, you know, there's nothing really surprising in it. He's just got a beautiful voice and he doesn't need to do very much with it. But for me, it's the production on this song that I really like. I think it plays with space in a really kind of playful and joyful way. I think the percussion sounds really interesting on it. Sometimes it kind of sounds like it's in the next room. Same with the piano. And then there'll be moments when the bass is really kind of high up in the mix. And then later on in the song, there's this weird kind of like vroom thing that happens. And it's kind of like, it fits completely. It sounds like it's completely of the world of the song. But when you sort of think about it as its own thing, it's like, oh, that was an interesting, you know, production choice. So yeah, I think it's, for me, it's great, number one, to hear them again. And number two, to hear them in this way. Like, Modern Vampires of the City is my favorite Vampire Weekend album. And it's precisely because of those kind of very, that kind of like melancholic, echoey, foggy sort of sound. So even if the rest of the album doesn't sound like this, I'm really happy that there is one song that kind of scratches that itch for me. So yeah, first album since, what was 2019's Father of the Bride, which you and I were a bit split on. I like it. I don't like all of it, but I think there's, you know, some of their best songs are on that album. But equally some of their worst songs are on that album as well. That was the year of long albums. We had like a lot of conversations.
It's almost like
albums.
It doesn't happen anymore. It's like
I know.
Long. It was that was very long though.
That was Beach House.
It was 58 minutes, but you know.
Yeah, there was that Beach House album like last year, or the year before.
Well, that was released in like three or four parts first. Like they tried to make it digestible first, and then they released
That's
it.
True.
And there is some great stuff on that.
Yeah, I agree. I like that a lot. But yeah, so Only God Was Above Us is out on the 5th of April. I'm looking forward to it.
I haven't really vibed much with these two yet, Capricorn and Gen X. I think it's just, it kind of sounds like, to me, Vampire Weekend by Numbers, and that's fine
it does,
if you want that,
yeah,
I think.
But it does.
I just haven't gone back to it after listening to it.
Yeah,
the first
I feel like if you're not like a quite a big fan of theirs, these aren't the songs that are going to get you in. I do feel like it's kind of maybe a little bit of fan service, like giving the people what they want. And to me as a fan, that's fine. But I don't think this is going to be the song that Capricorn's going to be the song that draws.
I'd love a preppy banger from them again.
Me
you
too.
Know?
Me
a preppy
too.
Banger, I could play at Indie Sleaze, for example.
Yeah, look, we all just want Cousins again. Like, that's
so
the
album's out on April 5th. So, the next Indie Sleaze night is May 5th in the Workman's. So, you know, maybe on the album, maybe. Come on. Charlie XCX released an Indie Sleaze track last week. It's coming back around. And there's an artist from the UK called Masterpiece who's supporting the streets. And he says he's inspired by Indie Sleaze. And he has a lot of that kind of buzz going on. So look, just saying, Indie Sleaze is coming back in a big way. Why not Vampire Weekend doing an upbeat 2-minute banger so I can lash it out on May 5th? Yeah. That'd be great. Thanks, lads. Okay, well, speaking of lashing it out in a different way, though, my next choice is a artist who's based in Leitrim, I think, but is from very far away from Leitrim. His name is Mohammed Sifkan. The label that's releasing his album, which is called I Am Kurdish, is called Naya Records, which released a lovely record that I loved last year from Natalia Bayliss, Mermaids. They also did a compilation of old Irish kind of folk and trad stuff. So been doing really well and then catching the ear of the likes of The Guardian, who's written about this album. So this album from Mohammed Sifkan he's an Irish-based Syrian Kurdish artist, and basically it's very bright and energetic music filled with like bouzouki singing and music drawn from Middle Eastern and North African origin. Sifkan originally was a surgical nurse who fled to Ireland in 2011 after the war broke out in Syria. His son was actually killed by ISIS, and then he moved to Ireland eventually in 2017, 6 years later. And was in direct provision in Mosny for a time before moving to Carrick-on-Shannon, where he met Willie Stewart, who is the founder of Naya Records. But not only that, he's played with, as well as playing private parties for like the Kurdish and Syrian communities here, he's also played gigs with the likes of Martin Hayes, Cormac Begley, Emer Reedy, Cathal Roach and Vincent Woods. The album is really great. It's really lovely. It's really vibrant. It reminds me a lot of, you remember Omar Suleiman? He's a Syrian singer. Now that's more like dancey kind of stuff, but some of the same energy is here on this song. So I'm going to play a track from it called I Am Kurdish, the title track. That is Mohammed Sifkan. The album is called I Am Kurdish. And yeah, really lovely. Naya Records from Leitrim released the album. He has a album launch in Bello Bar, Dublin on Friday, 29th of March, with enthusiastic Enoch and Enthusiastic Eunuch in association with Naya Records putting on that gig. I really like what I've heard here. It's very vibrant. I imagine your traditional music of your country absolutely slapped like that.
I know.
Very, very different than Irish thing. But I really like that he's been getting some recognition and
We can slap in Ireland.
Yeah, no, in fairness, but we can. We can.
But we can't produce
slap
bangers.
Yeah.
I agree.
We like slapping knees for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah. Kind of like, whoa. Our dancing is very restricted, as we know, because of our Catholic upbringing and our inability to express ourselves
Why I've never been to Lumo.
Oh my God. Don't start. Anyway, yeah, look, if you've never been to Lumo and you want to come to Lumo, our next one is actually Paddy's Day and it's daytime. In the Circular in Rialto, and it's free in, and that'll be a bit of crack there. And then our next one after that is actually in the Workman's Cellar on April 6th. So I also sometimes do discounts for Lumo on the Patreon. So now seems like a good time to mention patreon.com/909. If you like what you hear on the 909 podcast, you will get ad free podcasts. Sometimes bonus podcasts, who knows, maybe more than that soon. And then, you know, I give you a playlist every week, give you discounts to Lumo events and 909 events, including sometimes our listening party, which our next one is coming up soon, Wednesday, 27th of March. And our next album in the Big Romance listening party we are doing is Portishead's Dummy. So those tickets are actually on sale now. I haven't publicized it yet, but they are on Eventbrite right now on the 909 page. So people on the Patreon and the Discord, because they usually have access to that, get 50% discount on some of those tickets as well. So, and free tickets to Lumo as well here and there. So look, there are reasons to sign up other than just purely because you want to support us and you like listening to us talking. So patreon.com/909 is a reason to do that. Anyway, thank you for that. So that was Mohammed Sifkan, I Am Kurdish. Andrea, what have you got for us?
I have got Brittany Howard, formerly of Alabama Shakes. This song is called I Don't. What is there to say about that? Like, it's just so full of soul and it's like sinking into a bath. It's so beautiful. That's I Don't from the album What Now, which was released early in, I think maybe the 3rd or 4th of February. It's gotten like rave reviews all around the place. Guardian gave it 5 stars.
Yeah, I really must listen to it properly.
You'll love it.
One of those Dead came out. I was like, there was one song that I really liked on it and then I forgot about it. Mm. Oh, happens so often now these days.
You'll really like it. I'm sort of just including this song rather than the whole album because I haven't spent, like, I'm not ready to talk about the whole album just yet. I've only listened to it maybe twice. This song was the one that like really, really jumped out at me. I can't find the sample that's on it, which is annoying, or if it is a sample. But it's just like, oh, it's so full of atmosphere, like even from the very first notes in the song. Like, the guitars in it are beautiful. Like, Brittany Howard is a wonderful, wonderful guitarist. And it just, the whole song just seems to pass by so blissfully. It's like something from another age and another world. It's really, really, really great. Yeah, big fan of this. I think you'll love the album.
Yeah, thanks. I will definitely go back and revisit, add that to my currency playlist, which is my never ending playlist of music that I should listen to, which is currently 37 hours long, which I cleared out at the start of this year.
That's a weekend, Niall. Get it together.
Yeah, but to give it an actual time to listen to things. In fairness, there's a few bits in there I could take out. But listen, it just never stops growing, that playlist I made. Anyway, but that's Brittany Howard.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Yeah, I must listen to that properly. My next one is a track that, from a returning artist, who I'm really glad to hear the return of, but I don't know if we've ever discussed her on this podcast. Maybe we have, maybe when she had it stuff out previously. I'm talking of Jessica Pratt. And she has this beautiful new song called Life Is. So let's listen to a bit of that and then I'll tell you more about it. A song called Life Is from Jessica Pratt, who is a LA songwriter, back with a new album this May 3rd on City Slang called Here in the Pitch. Apparently the song is a bit of an outlier in terms of what the album sounds like, and that makes sense in terms of if you know what Jessica Pratt's music normally sounds like. I think it was her self-titled debut maybe in 2012 or 2013 I first got into. Then she had her last album was called Quiet Signs in 2019. And a bit more psychedelic kind of stuff going on there. This song very much has that Velvet Underground vibe to it. And I really like her voice. I like what she does. She did play the Sugar Club in November 2019. That was the last time she played. Why didn't I go? I was like, why didn't I go to that gig? And I couldn't tell you why I didn't go to that gig. Actually, maybe I just figured out why I didn't go to that gig. There's a lot of stuff going on in my life around November 2019, to be fair. So anyway, probably didn't go to a lot of gigs around that time. So what is going on here? Yeah, it definitely feels like a bit of a Velvet Underground vibe here. There's the album description says, big panoramic sounds that make you think of the ocean in California. Walker Brothers' The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore is also mentioned as a 60s pop influence. So I'm looking forward to hearing more of this and seeing what this sounds like. I think this will be more the more expansive opening song on the album. So we'll see what it's like. But she has a really unique kind of classic voice that you can't really fake. And I love what she sounds like. And that's Jessica Pratt on the song is Life Is.
Great. I skipped ahead on our playlist, Niall. So I'm sorry. I'm going to go backwards.
You did. I was aware of it. Producing hooray, over here.
Producer Niall to hooray for the riffraff with the song Alibi.
Maybe even be a good friend of mine. Baby, I
The last time we heard from Alinda Sagara, I think that's how you pronounce their name, was 2022's Life on Earth album. This is From the Past is Still Alive, which was released last month on the 23rd of February. It's a really lovely album. I chose the song. It's just a kind of a good old fashioned country song. From what I get from it, it's about loving someone who has addiction issues. It's kind of short and sweet, very kind of straightforward sort of plea to just, you know, stop killing yourself. Good old fashioned country music. I really like it. Yeah. The album's really good as well, but like the Brittany Howard one, I haven't really had time to spend a lot of time with it, but I was put onto it from Owen in the Discord. So thank you, Owen.
Yeah, Hooray from the Riff Raff playing here May 10th in Dublin in the Button Factory. I could hear a lot of Boy Genius fans suddenly get into Hooray for the Riff Raff going, hey, who's this person who's been doing this longer than? There's a bit of that kind of vibe to what she does. And though I don't know all of the music from Hooray for the Riff Raff, it is a solo artist, isn't it, really?
Like, yeah, Alinda Sagara is a solo artist, but far as I know, they use they, them pronouns, or from what I've read.
Very good.
But yeah.
Okay, that's Hooray for the Riff Raff. Song's called Alibi. A Dublin act now who released an album last week. It's a short one. The album itself, it's 30 minutes long. A band that I've been really kind of noticing more and more, and when they started releasing tracks for this album, which is called Beaming A Moment's Reflection, the band are called The UFO, and really cool kind of garage kind of rock kind of instrumental stuff going on, as well as vocals as well, so psychedelic garage rock. Here is a song that I love called Surveyor from The UFO. A song called Surveyor from The UFO, Beaming A Moment's Reflection is the album. Iris described that song as like drum and bass fighting each other, falling down the stairs. I really like it. I like what they're doing. They are Dara Hansard and Beth Doyle, garage psych pop duo, essentially. You can hear a lot of comparisons maybe to the likes of King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, that kind of vibe in there. Really like what I'm hearing here. Here's another bit of a song called Bursting Egos. Yeah, that's The UFO. Picked up the album on Bandcamp on vinyl earlier on this morning when I was listening to the album. I was like, oh, I should get this. Good. So that's The UFO. And Andrea, it is over to you.
Yes, my final choice for the month of February is something that could have been designed in a lab specifically for me. This is The Decemberists featuring James Mercer of The Shins on backing vocals. I'm a big, big fan of both of these bands, and this is called Burial Ground.
Here among the fallen leaves, are we alone, the ones that dare to breathe? Throw your worries down, they're all so bravely held. You have carried them so well.
So this is the first new music in 6 years for the Decemberists. They've been teasing some new music on their tours. They've been touring a lot. And look, as I said, it's a Decemberist song with a member of the Shins on it, and it's about hanging around in a graveyard. I'm obviously going to love it. I like the vocal melody a lot. It's a very kind of catchy pop tune, bit of brass in it later on, which I always appreciate. There's some vocal rounds later on that I immediately clocked as sounding like Sloop John B from the Beach Boys album Pet Sounds. Yeah. And then looking online, realized that I was not the only person who clocked that. A lot of people are talking about the fact that it sounds like that. But again, you know, Sloop John B is an amazing song. It's one of my favorite songs from that Beach Boys album. And yeah, it's just lovely. It's just really, really nice. Yeah, it doesn't take much to just kind of sink into it and feel a bit spooky while also feeling a bit uplifted. So, and I mean, I've been listening to loads of the Shins since like January, just been like, you know, they're kind of a comfort band for me. And then whenever I'm listening to the Shins, I inevitably go and listen to the Decemberists, listen to the Crane Wife. And when this came out, I was like, oh, weird. Strange, yeah. Strange thing occurring, but yeah, very lovely.
Never been a massive fan of Decemberists.
That doesn't surprise me. I don't think they're for you.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. But that's a nice song.
And that's fine.
Yeah. Burial Ground, yeah, it really has that Beach Boys Pet Sounds vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. My final song, we're flying through this week, like old pros. It is a old song, as I like to do. My old
golden
song
oldie.
Is my golden oldie. I'm going back to the future to get me some pants. I'm going back to the future to do a hot dog dance. It is, well, actually different song, different album, but it is, the act is Beck and the album is Mellow Gold. I've been having repeat listens to Mellow Gold last week because it was released 30 years ago last Friday. That is Mellow Gold by Beck, the debut album from Beck. It obviously features the classic song Loser. I'm going to play my other favourite track from the album, which is a weird collection of music, really. I mean, at the time when it was released, it was like alternative, hip-hop, country, folk and blues, indie, rock. It had a
people
bit of everything.
People didn't know
what
was going on. People's minds
the radio in America didn't know what was happening when Beck came around. So yeah, there was that. I mean, it was very alternative at the time, and it's anti-commercial is what I saw was listed as, which is interesting because these days, like, nobody talks about music being anti-commercial, like, at all. And it was a commercialist success, despite its anti-commercialism.
Oh.
Beck's first album, Mellow Gold. First time I heard it was from my sister. She had a cassette tape of Mellow Gold. And I was like, what the hell is this? With the weird machine gun kind of Terminator dead animal thing on the front with some weird red clouds. Like, this is unusual. What is it? But I really got into it, especially songs like this, which is Beer Can.
Out of focus, much too bright coming down. Shining teeth, game show suckers trying to breathe. But I got a drug and I got the bug and I got something better than love. How you like me now? Pretty good, going on, feeling strong. I quit my job, blowing leaves.
phone bills up my sleeves, choking like a one-man dust bowl. Freedom rock slime ball, talking in code. We went down, lit up the shack, grabbed me a beer out of the sack. Everybody been over twice, hitting the walls, throwing some dice, leaping up into the air, getting juiced up beyond belief. And they were singing like this. Why don't throw in frisbees at the sun? Put my soul between the bone. Now I'm running, now I'm drunk. Now I'm running like a flaming pig.
Oh yeah.
Scraping off the attitude. Old man eating all my food. Don't be kind, don't be rude. Just shake your boots and let it all get loose.
Oh yeah, my goodness. That is Beck and Beer Can from Mellow Gold, which is 30 years old this week, basically. Wow, time moves fast, but also slow, and 30 years seems like a long time, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Oh my God.
Wait till your child is 30.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Wow.
Can I do a reason to be cheerful now, since I don't have a golden oldie? My reason to be cheerful for the past month is CMAT's arse at the Brits. Just stunning. Just
it's only been a week.
It's
so impactful, it's gone back into the past and affected you deeply.
It has affected me deeply. No, she didn't win Best International Artist at the Brits, but she won Best International Arse. Maybe. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, I shared the picture. Oh, it was a great picture of her. I got a few misogynistic comments. And
of course you did.
The DMs on stories from people I don't know or follow who were giving out about her. Anyway, just a reminder that horrible people still exist.
And, this is my reason to be cheerful, Niall. Cheerful.
Yeah, sorry.
See, yeah. Matt's arse. Yes, so she didn't win Best International Artist, but she really, really, really represented as well.
Rear of the year.
At the Brits. Rear of the year. She also, I think on the... I'm not sure if it's a red carpet, but on the carpet beforehand, she said, "I make country music without the O," which was just fantastic. She's, you know, she's a meme machine. She's incredible. She is representing herself well. She's gained a lot of fans since the Brits, I believe. She's seen a lot of people kind of posting, like, didn't know who this girl was, saw her at the Brits, immediately had to listen to her music. So that's great stuff. But yeah, well done to CMAT and best of luck tomorrow at the Choice.
Yeah. Well, you'll know by now, listener, who won it.
She's my winner.
Okay, well, it's now time to briefly debrief the rest of things you've been... What's been consuming you? What's been consuming you, Andrea? It's been a while since I asked you this question.
Sandra Huller, essentially. I've watched both Anatomy of a Fall and the...
She's in both of those.
Zone of Interest. Is completely incredible in both of them. Both films are really, really, like, just 5 stars, amazing. Very, very different, obviously, films. I saw The Zone of Interest in the cinema and was just, like, you know, was thinking about it for days and days afterwards. I can't recommend it enough, but also it's tough going. It's very, very tough going, but it was oh God, I just haven't seen a film like that before. And Anatomy of a Fall, I watched at home, and that was just, like, I love a court drama. Love a court. It's my favorite genre of film. I think all films should have at least one courtroom scene, regardless of whether or not it's about crime or the legal system. I absolutely love it. And this was, like, just long extended scenes in a French court, and the French do courts really weird because everyone's allowed to talk to each other at any point during cross-examination.
You can say whatever you want.
You can just talk whenever you like. But yeah, that was really, really great. Like, every single performance in it, especially the dog and also Sandra Huller and the child and that beautiful man. Don't remember any of their names, except the dog's name in the film was... No, the dog's name in Zone of Interest was Dilla. I can't remember what the dog's name and the other one was. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Sandra Huller acting across from dogs in the past few months has been great stuff. So yeah, that's what's been consuming me. The other thing that's been consuming me is a book that I was given for Christmas from my boyfriend's brother-in-law. It is Lonesome Dove by Larry McMurtry. It is a Western. I've never read a Western. I'm not interested in Westerns as a genre, but this book was given to me and I was told this is one of the best books ever written, or maybe I was told it was the best book ever written. It's over 800 pages long and it's 800 pages of extremely small text. So it took me 2 months to read it and it was fantastic. It was absolutely brilliant. It's the story of two former Texas Rangers in the late 1800s driving a herd of cattle from Texas to Montana to settle in Montana because it hadn't been settled yet. And it's just wonderful. Like if you have space in your heart and your day and your mind for a cowboy story that is over 800 pages long and took me 2 months because I kept putting it down and picking it back up again. I can't recommend it enough. It's really, really wonderful. And I miss all the characters already. And there is a series of it that was made in, I think, the early 2000s, maybe. The book came out in the 1980s that has Tommy Lee Jones in it, I believe. A young Tommy Lee Jones, perhaps. Yeah, that was fantastic. And so I've decided, because I'm not really writing book reviews anymore just because of time and PhD and other things, I can kind of control my reading a little bit more. So I've decided that 2024 is the year of long books for me. I'm not setting any kind of goal.
Quality, not quantity. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would usually set a goal of around about 50 books in a year, whereas this year, just long books. So that was my first one. I have started on Wolf Hall, which I've never read before. The big book of Men Named Thomas. There's, I think, in the cast of characters at the beginning, I think I counted 12 men called Thomas, including the protagonist, Thomas Cromwell. So yeah, slowly getting through that. And then also on my audiobook, I'm rereading via audiobook for the first time the first book in the Book of Dust trilogy by Philip Pullman, La Belle Sauvage, which is part of the larger His Dark Materials universe, which is lovely. It's read by Michael Sheen. Martin Sheen? Yeah. No. Which one's Martin Sheen and which one's Michael Sheen?
Charlie Sheen's dad.
Not him. So Michael Sheen? The other one?
He's the Welsh man.
Kind of cute face.
I think that would qualify.
Yeah.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's read by him and he does a fantastic job reading it. And so I've nearly finished that. It's been like my little kind of comfort read lately. So these are the things that have been consuming me. Yes. Oh, actually, sorry. Just one more thing, which is a recommendation. There's 3 episodes out of it so far. It is a podcast called, I believe it's called Who Trolled Amber? And it is a investigation into the online trolling that happened during the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trials, both of them. They kind of look at both of them together. It's from Tortoise Investigates. It's very, very good. There's only 3 episodes out so far, but they're talking to people who are experts in like bots and social media and being able to tell if something is manufactured and very interesting stuff about the trial as well. So yeah, if you're someone who kind of, you know, whatever side of that you fell on, I do recommend listening to it because there is a lot of evidence to say that, you know, it was a manufactured outrage and that a lot of the tweets that made, you know, Amber, a hashtag Amber is an abuser and so on trend were not organic, we'll say. So yeah, very interesting look at that case because it was a case kind of like no other. So yeah,
for sure. For myself, in terms of movies, I've been trying to watch some of the best picture nominees, not getting anywhere close to what I thought I would, but you know what, that's okay. I have seen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. So that's not too bad. I most recently watched The Holdovers, which is a real Sunday afternoon, Oscar baity, nice Dead Poet Society kind of film. Enjoyable enough. I presume that's based on a book. I forgot to check if it was. It feels like it screams book adaptation all over it. Killers of the Flower Moon. I don't know. Not really for me, man. Sorry. Everyone seems to love it. Obviously, Scorsese. I don't really get it. Anatomy of a Fall. Loved that.
Loved it.
Dying to see a few of these films, but most specifically, The Zone of Interest, which you have seen.
Oh, Niall.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm God. Have you watched his other films?
Jonathan Glazer. He did that others. What was the Scarlett Johansson one, was it?
Yeah, he did Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson. And he did
Sexy Beast, I've seen that.
Sexy Beast. And was it Birth? Is that what it's called?
Birth, with I've never Nicole seen Kidman? Birth, no.
That's very good as well.
Under the Skin, very... I loved it. Like, I know loved John Glazer from his early days, as in his music videos, because he was a music video director, and that's how I knew him originally. So I was kind of keen to watch some of this stuff, but yeah. I totally missed some of it, other than Sexy Beast and Under the Skin previously. But yeah, I think The Zone of Interest seems very timely in terms of... I see there was a producer of the film talking about the parallels of looking away or shielding yourself from what's going on in the world in terms of what's happening in Gaza. So that is really interesting and very timely. And do you know what? I went to an award ceremony last week that wasn't a choice. It was the RT Folk Music Awards, which I was a judge of as well. I helped pick some of the winners, I guess. I like created a shortlist for the awards, which was really good, actually. It was so like well put together, slick, well produced, loads of acts playing, the likes of Mirren Bradley, Stephen James Smith, Steve Cooney, Blan Hoige. There was loads of stuff. It was really interesting because everybody spoke Irish pretty much on the podium, other than Lancome, who won Best Group and Best Album. Most people spoke Irish, but a lot of people also chose to use their platform to speak up for Palestine, for Gaza, mm-hmm. and to specifically Owen O'Canavan, which I posted his speech last week. He won Best Folk Singer, and he's recently been on the very active on the streets and got arrested recently for a pro-Palestinian protest by the cops. I'm not sure what happened there exactly, but he chose his first. He actually won two awards, but his first award he spent the entire time talking about how we need to, just basically talking about how we shouldn't be going to the White House, shouldn't be giving the Shamrock this year as a protest, and, you know, basically saying Biden isn't doing anything for Palestine, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, you can see it on Instagram. I posted it. It's on his as well, on account of on. He won a second award, and at the end he was like, I'm going to say something non-controversial. That's something that you see a lot around Dublin. Bono was a pox. I was like, that's very funny. It's like, everyone agrees. No, but it was good. A really good night, actually. The Folk Awards, loads of music on, and really enjoyed stuff. Like, there was a Piper doing Seamus Ennis track Alive as well. So I've been listening to a lot of Planxty and the Bothy Band, Planxty in particular, since my son was born, and we were playing a lot of Planxty in the house anyway. And then the Bothy Band most recently, because Trinity Daniel was awarded a lifetime achievement at the thing last week, the Folk Awards last week, so fair play. And they're also doing gigs again, so that was one of the other reasons. So other than that, I'm actually interested if you see, have you listened to Faye Webster at all? Are you familiar with Faye Webster?
Faye Webster comes up on...
She just seems to be absolutely massive at the moment.
Faye Webster comes up on my recommended Spotify a lot. Like if I finish a playlist or something, Faye Webster will come up. Yeah, I like Faye Webster.
Yeah, no, it's just mad. She seems to be blowing up big time through TikTok and stuff as well. But it's just like, it's one of those like, how is this happening? Like a bit like in the early days of Mitski, you're like, why does this catch and not like, it's just a weird one. It's like, she's really good, but like, it's a funny one how these things
right blow time, up right place, she's, right platform.
Yeah. She's playing two gigs in Dublin in May, I think Button Factory and Vicar Street. So night after night, that is Faye Webster. She had an album out last week. Other than that, TV show, I've been mostly watching The Traitors Australia, not Traitors UK, because I've watched all them. That was fun. And then Fargo season 5, which we watched, and then revisiting currently season 1, which is really good, with Billy Bob Thornton and Martin Freeman. And a lot of fun, that one. And books wise, reading Naomi Klein's Doppelganger at the moment, and really enjoying that. A trip into the mirror world. So I think that's everything for me in terms of what's consuming me. Yeah, I want to try and get to more of these Oscar nominated films because, well, what is it this week? Is it this weekend?
I have no idea.
Is it this next week? Sunday?
I always find out the day after when I go onto The Guardian to read the news. And like, here's all the winners. And I'm like,
I don't
okay.
know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's soon. It's this Sunday. Sure, I'm never going to fit in those before then. No. Too much on. But yeah, that's it from us this, in terms of what's consuming us and music stuff. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Andrea?
No.
We've got the Listen Closely coming up on March 27th, as I mentioned. Portishead Dummy. So, listening party, essentially what happens is we press play on an album and we all listen to it. Usually in relative silence with a drink or two, and turn it up on the Big Romance Toby Hatchett sound system and just kind of get into it. And it's a really interesting, and you know, we don't listen to albums like this anymore. It's maybe it's an obvious thing to say, but like I've been really enjoying the process of just literally listening to these albums. So we will do a little Portishead podcast in the coming weeks about that album specifically, and maybe a bit about trip hop in general, actually, which would be fun. And we will be talking about, maybe I would like to talk about some of the stuff that's happening in the music industry at the moment, in terms of there's a lot of talk about artists and how they are not making any money despite being very visible. It's kind of a perennial thing at the moment, but I feel like we're, you know, we've talked about the Broken Record before. We've talked about the campaign, Broken Record. We've talked about Spotify and things like that before. And I think it's interesting to kind of revisit, because I think we kind of all do accept that things are a bit fucked sometimes in terms of the music industry. But I think if the last couple of years have taught us anything, that we really can't just continue down this path if we want artists to, you know, make a living from what they're doing. So I think there is a wider conversation there to be had. So that might be next week. But other than that, that is it from our best of the month, best of February. I've already got a huge playlist of stuff for March to listen to. So plenty to dig into. Yeah, nylon9.com for all your music needs. And we'll be back next week. So Andrea, thank you very much.
Thank you, Niall.
Thank you, listener. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.